just fucking wing it.
We never know what we're going to talk about.
How come that? What's going on over here?
I took the glass off the tempered.
You got a problem with glass?
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's so stupid of me.
I took the tempered glass off. It was actually...
Is it really tempered glass?
It is.
Wow.
I was gaming for a while.
That's the majority of your cost right there.
My
tempered glass.
You would think that. But they sell this thing right here for $2,000. So that's why I bought the whole computer, because the whole computer was $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this came with it. You know what I mean? So
they make that in China?
I don't know.
You're a communist.
But they...
Communist. I knew it. This whole time they're listening to us, man. Look at that little thing right there.
Chase, come on.
This looks like a fancy beer coaster.
Yeah, they scalp those things. That's the graphics.
The Chinese
card.
Do?
No, white people.
No.
These
don't
whites.
Don't say that, man. No, the Chinese do it.
I don't know if the Chinese scalp, Indian scalp.
Oh, that's racist.
But these white people are too. They probably racist? Look like Bo. Bo is actually the demographic, because he knows nothing about this fucking thing except that it sells.
Oh.
And so he'd buy a lot of them and be like, you want it? You got to pay for it. That's exactly who I think is going to be at the meeting in the Best Buy parking lot.
So basically, Bo's from like the Florida panhandle up there. That's where you belong.
He's just buying all the graphics cards.
You look like you might be from Florida.
Nah, dog.
Or West Texas. One of the two.
West Texas.
There it is.
I tell you what you look like. A fucking idiot. That's what...
Straight up.
You look like you're from Idiot Land.
Yeah, you from Moronville.
You're the mayor. Now, why'd you leave? They vote you out? You were...
Dummy, dumb place.
You were too stupid.
A bigger moron came in and took over.
So you had to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you fit right in.
Fit right in with you two dumbasses.
No.
That's it, dude.
No. It's not it.
Yeah, huh?
I agree with that statement.
I'm not dumb, I'm smart.
I'm smart as I want to be.
Yeah, fluid. Smart, fluid.
What was it you always say about IQ?
Yeah.
Brilliance and all IQs.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah, man.
I'm smart.
I'm a smarty guy.
I'm so smart. Well, hey there, hi there, ho there. This is, oh, God.
We were starting?
Yeah.
I thought we were just talking shit.
No, both.
Yeah.
Bo won't stop coughing.
Mayor of Dum Dumville.
Freaking idiot, huh? Sorry, mayor. Ooh. I'm a mayor. Ooh. Like I'm jealous of Dum Dumville, you know what I mean? Ooh. You know what? Just get the hell
all
the fuck out of here.
Politicians are fucking assholes. Get out.
And they're greedy and they're corrupt.
Like you made it up.
Right, I never lived there.
I don't even know that place exists.
This is You Gotta Be Freaking Kidding Me, episode 37. Yeah, 37.
Yeah,
you know,
never thought we'd make it this far.
That's like 38, because we missed a couple.
We took one off.
We've taken a couple off. I think two.
Yeah, it's two. Christmas and then another random.
Yeah, whenever I was, my brain Christmas. Was fried.
Took off Krimma.
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 So this is our, well, half Christmas is coming up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So can't wait for that.
Do we celebrate?
We do. You ever seen Workaholics?
Oh yeah,
they celebrate half Christmas. Yeah. They got drunk and went caroling people's houses.
What happened to that? That was actually a pretty good show.
It was a good show.
I need to rewatch it, man. It's been a minute.
It has for me too. But
I love the episode. I think it's a cold open where they're talking about Ipecac. And how it makes you throw up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, not me, dude. I'm, you know, stomach of steel or whatever.
Literally developed by scientists.
Yeah, it's developed by scientists. You will throw up. And he's like, oh, my God. Ooh, I'm throwing up. Oh, I'm throwing up. Like, those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude. Oh, God. That shit's funny.
That's good. They do movies now, right? I haven't seen any of...
They
said movies, but
put one out on Netflix.
Yeah, that's
Came
it.
Came on or something like that.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. I did not watch that.
Funny, man.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I imagine it would be.
Yeah,
those are funny dudes.
I think the curly haired dude is on a.
I love how we don't know any of their names. It's just dude.
That's that their real dude. Names: Blake, Adam, and Anders Anderson. I think
and his Adam's name's... on Modern Family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 2 seasons, I think. He was a really good character.
Great character in that show.
But the curly hair dude, Blake, I think is on a show called Woke.
Oh, the new one on Hulu, or
yeah.
is it Hulu?
It's one of those.
Okay.
It's one of the streaming services. Of that, I am sure.
One of them.
But yeah, so maybe he's not so funny anymore. I don't know. I haven't watched the show.
I haven't watched it. I saw a preview for it, and I think it kind of makes fun of
the wokeness. Well,
but you know, I can't bring myself to watch something titled Woke.
Yeah,
not yet, tough. At least. I'm very biased.
You're wearing a blue shirt.
Does that make me woke?
It means you voted blue at some point.
Yeah, but there's black and white stripes.
We're all wearing blue. What the hell?
I've got red too.
This is, well, you're red, white, and blue. Nah, you got it covered.
It's a navy shirt, so.
But he's got an American flag on it.
No,
it's dark blue.
No, that's the least amount of red you could have.
You were secretly navy this whole time.
No, I will not. I knew it.
Your microphone's blue.
He's a seaman.
You fucking idiot.
God.
I'm sorry, everybody.
You get the good chair.
God damn it, you fucking motherfucker.
Jesus. Why are you cursing so much?
Tablecloth.
No, it's not. It's there to look nice. You really are the mayor of Dumbville.
Just spreading it, man.
You leave me alone.
You stop it.
Your dick is small.
I left there because they said I was smart.
I was the smartest guy there.
That's why they told me to leave. And yet, here you are. Dumb as fuck.
But not dumb enough for...
Dumbville, yeah.
Dumbville. Yeah. So good job, dude.
Yeah.
I made it.
You made it.
I'm smart some.
No one that's listening right now can hear anything you're saying because your microphone's all fucked up.
Right? Yeah.
You made it.
Yeah, and we're back.
You have to give it the old
penetration.
What do you guys want to talk about? Have you
just keep rolling, man? Whatever comes.
Wait,
up.
What?
I know you were about to say something political.
No, it wasn't.
I know you, Bo. Oh. You're about to say something about Biden, and I'm not going to have it on this show.
So Biden, do y'all see what that motherfucker said?
Jeez. All right, what were you going to say?
Nothing. What do you want?
Have y'all seen Obi-Wan?
No.
No.
I figured you would have.
No, I had a year free of Disney just because it came with something we bought.
Mm-hmm.
That year's up. And so I'm not going to buy more Disney.
I pay for it because I know they're never going to.
Of course you do, dude.
They're never going
to. Get out.
I pay for it because
they're. Get out.
I know they're never going to go down. Even if the entire world stops
paying for their
thing. Oh, they're
always going down.
They're always their knees are fuck it. I don't know.
Now, I mean
something clever. All right,
they never will go down. Clever. You're right.
Yeah, they'll never go down.
But hopefully, somebody steps in at some point that they don't have to be a political figure. I'm talking CEO wise here, right?
Yeah, I don't care
which way you lean, as long as you're just putting out good unbiased content that Disney. We thought had done for years, but
that will never happen.
It's
never
happen.
Never.
That will never.
The left
happen.
Is failing in this country, clear as day.
I don't know.
And I know that I have two freaking Debbie Downers.
Mm-hmm.
Doomer, you're a doomer. You're a doomer, and you're a doomer. All you believe in is doom and gloom.
That's right.
It's what I see, Chase.
Just let's thrive on some positivity for a minute.
Chase.
I'm a realist too.
Talk to the hand, bro.
Because face ain't listening.
Because face don't want to hear no more.
So I'll get back to Obi-Wan in a second, but you're saying that the left is failing.
Yeah.
That all the polls are showing that Biden is.
Hey, it's like a bunch of polls, man.
I know, but what does that say if CNN is saying that part out loud? It means that they want him out themselves.
Yeah, because.
That he played his role, he did his part. And they're going to continue to push their agenda.
Sure.
And their message.
Yeah.
But with someone else.
Yeah.
So the left is failing. I don't know.
Well, because look, right now they're failing. They put in this old senile man to test how far left can we go.
Currently.
And they've realized they can't really go as far left as it wants. Again, it's just like I said about the World Economic Forum. The left will rebrand itself. Mm-hmm. They'll bring in a younger guy like a Barack Obama type guy. Again. They'll come back. They'll make their plan. But I mean, for the next few years, this country will be run by the right. And hey, I don't like a lot of those assholes either.
I just don't think
it's not necessarily a good thing. But at least we're going to get out of this progressive bullshit for a little bit.
I don't know.
Well, a bunch of Harvard students did a poll apparently and said Kamala Harris would beat DeSantis in 24.
That was one of the dumbest things ever. And
did you see that?
Yeah, so stupid. Like by like their margin was insane.
But was it only Harvard students taking the poll? Well, there you go.
I mean, you know,
that's the best and brightest of the country right there.
There was a time where you could respect what came out of the Ivy League.
Not you know
anymore,
why?
Bro. Not anymore.
Because that's where the scientists went.
The science.
Schools
yes.
got funding for their students because those were the people moving into the field. And so they did studies mm-hmm. that maybe big companies didn't have time to do or have the funding to do. But these schools got grants and all this stuff.
Of course.
And that's why we looked to universities for their opinion, because it was academia that was, I don't know, driving intelligence. But right now, it's social issues.
A progressive agenda.
And that's
which
more than completely obvious whenever you hear. I mean, I've got a buddy who's going to college in Wisconsin, and he's struggling. He's frustrated because he's in a group message. It's like a school app or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the professor is sending all this woke bullshit.
Now, where's he from originally?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
And so he moved down here. He was a client of mine, and he was kind of middle ground, if not more left.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since all this stuff kind of happened with Trump and Biden and all this stuff, he's been peering more into it. And he sees now through the veil.
So what did I just say? The left is failing.
That's true.
There's a perfect example. You got a guy that was kind of leaning left, lived in Texas, moves back to fucking...
Yeah, but he lived in Texas.
Wisconsin. Well, yeah, he saw the light down here.
In Texas.
Now he's up in Wisconsin saying that, oh man, this fucking sucks.
But he's in the minority, and he says...
I mean, but at least that's one. I mean, that's a direct correlation to what I'm saying with one person you know.
But that's
I'm not saying everybody in the country is leaning right.
If they lived in Texas, that'd be, I think, game changer, obviously. But if they all met people with, because I think every Northerner thinks, obviously, that we all ride fucking horses to school.
Yeah, we do.
But they all think we're also racist and we marry our cousins and have cowboy hats on all day, which there are some people who fucking do that, but they're out in East County. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah, man.
They're the minority in these states for sure.
Good people.
It's all 3 years right there.
Other than the racist.
I love my cousins.
Other than the racist part, yeah.
But there was also a girl from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of tell, she doesn't even listen, she doesn't even know I have a podcast, but you could kind of tell that she was liberal. And she lived here for 5 or 6 years and then went back. And I remember she made a Facebook post like, you know, it just feels different around here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's all light, man.
Yeah, it's all the light.
Even, yeah, this is gonna straighten. Y'all can give me shit for this if you want. I understand.
Okay. I can't wait.
But my wife told me, so I didn't see it myself. But that Katy Perry recently moved to Tennessee.
I saw this as well,
and she mentioned that hey, getting out of that LA bubble,
yeah,
kind of realized that there's an entirely different country out there. That
and you know what
and
she
I'm
said?
I'm paraphrasing here. I never saw the post.
She said about the people, like they're great, they're wonderful.
Yeah. Pretty crazy there, huh?
She had a completely wrong opinion about Southerners or people outside of L.A.
Yeah.
And she said, I think, that she was living in a bubble.
Yes.
An L.A. bubble.
She sure did.
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
She was in an interview. They all?
Well, yeah, they are. Aren't there's they somebody.
Yeah, but it was just funny that
busted
she said
out
that.
Matt
Damon had kind of the same company
yeah.
when he did that movie Stillwater.
He sure did.
He did.
Oklahoma with people that work on oil rigs
yeah.
and all that other stuff. And he, I don't think that it changed his mind, but he could, you know, he was finally able to see what blue collar people
yeah.
Yeah.
think and why we think the way that we think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all that stuff. Doesn't necessarily have to change your mind, right?
Right.
Like, I hope it changes their minds on certain things, but just the realization that there are, there's a middle America out there who's incredibly important to this country, and they don't necessarily give a shit what you do out there and or your what your opinion is out there on the West Coast, you know, or on the Northeast Coast.
Nor do they might even not know who you are.
Yeah.
Matt, yeah. who?
Tell you about my Army buddy from Indianapolis that came and visited?
No.
He flew into Dallas. We picked him up in Dallas, and he was blown away. He was like, man. This is like a major city. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck did you think, dude?
Well, where are we all
riding on horses? Yeah. We're in cowboy hats.
That, you know, I come from a real small town. So he, and he knows me from Texas, and I'm a small town guy, so I talk about small town Texas. But, like, yeah. he was just enamored. And then he had Whataburger, and he was like, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, buddy.
He, like, brought money to buy a cowboy hat. Where can we go get a cowboy hat?
Do I get boots when I get off the plane with you? Like, you know, you get laid and
where are all the
do I get boots?
Where are all the horses?
Dude, seriously, like, do you think we're like the Amish or what? Like,
yeah,
dude, you know what I saw?
Not 1880 anymore.
It's funny that we're talking about this and you said Amish, but I saw a video the other day of a guy who left the Amish and he's on TikTok and he said,
does he still have the beard?
He's got like a chin strap beard
yeah.
and a bald head, but it's not long. It's just to the face.
Oh,
and he said, the first thing that I did whenever I left the Amish was I binged watched movies. His buddy set him up with all these different movies and he watched some Western. I can't remember what it was, but he told his buddy the next day, I want to go be a cowboy. And like he was fully set, his mind was ready to be a cowboy.
Yeah.
What do I gotta do? What do I have to buy? Because I want to go do it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "No, dude, that's a movie. There's no cowboys anymore." And he said, "Oh," and he like had to take a few days to process
well,
that.
It's still, it's not like cowboying back in the day. But
well, he was ready to be gunslinging.
Oh, yeah.
Gunslinging.
There's still cowboys out there.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Still work a ranch and be a cowboy.
No. But he wanted to, you know,
be a sheriff.
Yeah.
Being a sheriff.
Don't be a sheriff. Where's the city like that? Where they're all cut off from electricity. That's kind of like the Amish, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you want to go to a different level of being Amish. I wonder sometimes maybe the Amish just have it figured out and we're all wrong.
I wonder why,
you know?
I wonder why he escaped, quote unquote, the Amish.
Well, they do that year off. What's that called?
I was going to make some Dwight Schrute reference, but I can't even remember what it is. But there is, they do something where when you turn like 18, you get the opportunity to go out
and live with the English, as they call them.
Yeah.
Somebody from Pennsylvania is going to be listening to be like, it's called this, moron.
You motherfuckers. Why, though? Because you'd think, granted, 18 years of studying and understanding your own.
Rumspringa.
What is it?
Rumspringa.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah. Because of all the rum?
Well, I don't know.
Well, they're only 18. They're only 18.
But they speak like German or whatever.
Yeah. You got all this knowledge and stuff, but when you see TV, you see a car.
Well, apparently, they just get out and they just party balls for a year, and a lot of them go back.
Why?
I guess just. If you're raised in that environment for
that's what I'm saying
years, and then you get out, and I'm sure that the first 6 months are like hell yeah, this is awesome. Maybe even the first 9 months, but maybe by month 10, 11, 12, they're like, I'm ready to go back, and you know.
No way, bro. You meet a woman, and she's like, I don't want you to go back.
Well, I mean, not
she's
all
the greatest
back,
but... like dick sucker ever. You know what I mean?
You never know those Amish.
You will never go back.
You got nothing else in your pig.
I'm a factory worker now, Pop.
Well, think about it, though. You've grown up in this world where you don't hear bad news. Like, your bad news is, you know, dad's got making you plow the fields again tomorrow because you screwed it up the day before. Right?
Cow died.
Yeah.
You don't even say frick because you don't know that word.
Frick.
Yeah. What's their word?
Frick's a good word.
But what's their frick. Word?
Hopefully frick.
Amish don't know frick. No way.
I'm sure they know frick.
No
they
way.
They spring and they bring it back.
No, but beforehand is what I'm saying.
Fucking shit slapped out of
fuck,
them.
Fuck, Mom.
Like, what
you
is...
You clean my room, Mom. Fuck. Fuck.
Fucking... I can't even fucking talk, Mom. Fuck.
I wonder what that process is like coming back. You know, do they like have to...
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they do come back, it's got to be this completely fucked up, like, oh shit, what am I doing here? Like, he's out there fucking churning butter. You know what I mean?
Maybe they like it.
Well, clearly, if they went back. Because again, they probably just came out to the real world and like, this place is fucked.
I mean, I'm...
Like, I don't want to be here.
That's anymore. True. It is fucked.
Yeah.
From the country. And I miss the country. I want to go back.
Oh, for... Yeah, man.
I want to fuck out of the city, bro.
Yeah.
And they tell their kids that for the rest of their lives. One time Papa was went to Rumspringa.
They all do it. It's not like
I know, but that's horror, what they tell
they
their
tell
kids.
Horror stories
yeah,
about how
yeah.
Rumspringa.
In Papa's Rumspringa.
Rumspringa.
I met a woman and she
put her mouth on my penis.
Best Rumspringer ever.
Her mouth?
Oh, man.
She put her mouth around mine peen.
She had
mine peen.
No hair.
She was...
I don't know what an Amish accent
is. It's German, right?
They speak German.
Like a German Pennsylvania cross?
Hyphenfeisen.
Oh, shit. Here we go with the Germans again.
She had nine hair.
Shit.
Nine.
Clearly nobody donated this week because y'all are still going with German shit.
Definitely not.
I must be in the wrong here. Y'all like German stuff.
Anyway, back to Obi-Wan. Like, fuck you guys. Oh, yeah. Get me off track like that.
How did we get to Amish?
Get me off track like that again, and it's over.
It's over with.
It's over for you guys.
It's my bad. I'm drinking today. So I'm going off a little bit here.
Obi-Wan, I really Kenobi? Thought... Yeah. That's a funny joke because... In episode 4 of Star Wars, the original episode 1, they called him... He said, Obi-Wan Kenobi? Well, I don't know anyone by that name, but maybe Ben Kenobi. Like, maybe that's what he was called back then, Luke. Like, well, I don't know any Obi-Wan Kenobi, but I know a Ben Kenobi. Anyway. So, I really figured you would watch it, Chase.
If I had Disney still, I would, but, you know.
Disney is proving that they don't give a fuck about the property.
Anything?
Yeah, about any legacy properties at all.
Yeah, man. We knew that long ago. Josh.
We did, but I had really high hopes for this one because it's not like Mandalorian, the character that no one knows and is going to have a niche group. Obi-Wan is basically Star Wars. He's synonymous with Luke.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
No,
fuck
just,
you.
I was just thinking something completely different that would have thrown the whole thing off.
Okay, good.
He's still thinking about Rumspringer over here.
Yeah.
Chaz Michaels is figure skating.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Golly.
But, so, it's not a bad show. It has a lot more money behind it, more than Mandalorian. And I like Mandalorian.
Mandalorian was very good.
Very good. They treated Luke a lot better than the movies did. But there's just something where, like, you know, this isn't Obi-Wan's story. It's... this person's story.
Oh,
so
interesting.
This person that I'm talking about.
Do you not want to say this person?
No, I can say it. She's in the trailers. Oh. Her name's Reva, and she's an Inquisitor.
McIntyre?
Reva.
Wish it was Reba.
That'd be funny, though.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, my God.
Keep it going, man.
Y'all just wish y'all had red hair like this.
You and Reva.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Reva McIntyre.
She would love me, I think.
You think so?
Look at my hair.
She's stoned, didn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Yeah. She's
anyway, don't fuck this up for me.
Sorry. Continue. Proceed.
So Reva.
Reva with a V.
Non-McIntyre.
Non-McIntyre. She is IRL, a black woman.
Okay.
And in the show. They didn't paint her different.
Good.
Crazy.
Good deal. Good.
The Inquisitors are Force users. They're dark side users. They are hunting the Jedi down for Darth Vader and bringing him in or killing him or whatever the hell they're doing. Anyway, she got some pretty negative messages in her Instagram DMs. Racist. Okay. Uncalled for. So I see first, before I find that out, I see first that Star Wars, the Facebook page, has made a post that says, we resist racism and we stand with the actress's name. Like Moses Ingram, I think is her name. And I was like, are we fucking serious right now? And then I found out about the racist messages. And then it's like, okay, let's take a second though. Because I've watched, there are only 6 episodes in this series. They're all 50 or 45 minutes long. There's only 6. And we're kind of heavily focused on this character. Now, we are focused on Obi-Wan, don't get me wrong. But it seems like the show hates its protagonist, which is Obi-Wan. So I'm looking at the show, trying to look at it not as a fan, as a guy who's just watching a show. Her character is extremely poorly written. Mm-hmm. I'm not even talking about dialogue because it's Star Wars. I actually think the dialogue is fine. Mm-hmm. But she's a Mary Sue. You know what a Mary Sue is?
Yeah, we talked about her with Rey. Ren. Same.
Rey, yeah.
Or Rey, sorry. Same concept, right? She's already.
You know things. Yeah. You're already the best that there ever was and ever will be.
Yeah.
And there was this one specific scene that just blew me and my girlfriend's mind. We just were sitting there like, how does this make any sense? So again, I'm looking at the whole show and I'm looking at her whole character and there are some shitty people who messaged her some racist stuff. But now Star Wars put out this thing. We resist racism. We stand with this actress. Now any criticism that comes to the show is... Well, racist. You're just a racist.
Yeah.
It was preemptive. Now, the criticism with the show is not just about that lady, but how they're treating the legacy character Obi-Wan. It's the same way they treated Han Solo, Leia, and Luke in the movies. And it's fucking poor. Hmm. It's fucking piss poor. And it's like the blue-haired check marks on Twitter do not watch your show.
No.
They don't give a fuck about Star Wars.
No.
Because they think all nerds are incels, is the word that they like to use.
Yeah, what does
they
that all mean? It's incompetent.
Yeah.
Right?
And they also think that they're misogynists. All nerds are misogynists. And this is there's a whole thing about it. And it's called Gamergate. I'm not going to get into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But so they don't care about your fan base. They don't care about your show. But yet that is who you're writing a whole show and destroying a character for these blue check marks.
Don't the blue check marks do that about everything, though?
They do.
I mean, they don't watch, I don't know what they watch, probably anime, maybe?
Again, this is what I've been saying. Like, they probably don't watch anything because they watch The View, but they belong in the woods. They belong in the woods, hugging a tree, not shaving their armpits.
They tried that shit with The Mandalorian.
But here's the deal. They now have a platform and they're on Twitter. And I really hope the buy goes through with Elon. Because like I've said before, he'll make Twitter irrelevant again.
No.
And maybe they'll just go fuck off.
I don't think... Now, there's probably a good percentage of those blue check marks who aren't even real human beings.
Yeah.
They're just bots.
Especially with the information that's coming out about Twitter, yes.
So that's what it's looking like to me. And what's amazing, and I wonder how these people are going to feel when they've been following this blue check mark person. And it isn't even really a real person.
They have like 250,000 followers or some shit like that.
Have you ever seen those bot farms? I don't know if that's what they're really called. But where they got all these cell phones hooked up in this giant... Not giant warehouse, but a bigger warehouse than you would really believe. And they're all hooked up and you could see these freaking cell phones just go and posting shit.
Wow.
And it's like the craziest.
AI just posting woke shit.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird, man.
So I heard that, I think I saw it on Drinking Bros the other day. I've been trying not to bring them up because we got our own podcast
yeah,
now,
fuck
right?
Them.
But they were talking about how somebody created an AI that was going to post things out there. And they're basically going to pull from what other people were posting and then post like similar things. And it ended up that the bot was extremely racist, extremely misogynistic, and just said like outrageous things. So they would like pull from a pool of like 30,000 people and then it, or no, no, sorry, pull from a pool of like 1,000 people and then it threw out, I think Google was the one who made it. It threw out like 30,000 posts in a day and they were all just
damn
extremely vile and racist things. So if that's something that somebody created this one technology with, who's not to say that somebody else isn't out there
absolutely
creating this same thing? So I've seen videos of these bot farms.
So, okay, so now the question is, are we supposed to believe that Walmart, Amazon, whoever the fuck else big company, Fortune 500 company, believes that these are real people, or they're stupid enough to believe that, or they know and they're not doing anything about it because it pushes the message?
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards there?
The that, message.
The message, right?
So,
whomever it may be.
I take the reason, so you said it happened with The Mandalorian. Yeah, it happens with fucking everything, but I'm taking personal fucking offense right, because, god dang, man, like, I can't have something that you don't poke your fucking nose into.
That's because it's Disney, dude.
I know.
They did that with everything, though.
Like, I know.
The Ghostbusters that was all females cast was trash.
It was mm-hmm fucking terrible.
Nobody watched it because we're misogynists.
Yeah.
Like, no, it was a trash movie.
Have that's you ever seen the super popular Tomb Raider movies? Have you seen the super popular Hunger Games movies? Mm-hmm. What about Alien?
All three of those movies that you just brought up are great, in my opinion.
What about the, what's that one vampire movie? I'm not Underworld? Vampire. Yeah, that's it. Underworld.
Good
with Kate
movie.
Beckinsale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so we hate women. And if anything, nerds fantasize about women.
Yeah.
So which is it? You know what I mean? But you're just a misogynist because they show their cleavage and all that stuff. Like, no, bro. No. No. And those are actually really,
if
really
it's a good
well
movie,
written.
People will watch it.
Yeah. Really period. Well written stories.
You look at, like, Top Gun didn't go full woke.
Dude, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I really want
to
see
really
it.
Really can't wait to see
fantastic
it.
Fantastic.
I've heard literally every person that's seen it that it's I know has said
fantastic
that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I can't wait.
I walked out of
really can't here wait to see it.
Rock hard.
I'm going to boner right now.
Just no shame at all, man. Just,
get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
For Maverick.
It was a fantastic movie. And then another movie that had no political schemes or anything to it was The Northman.
I read about that.
Looking forward to seeing that movie, too. It was
fucking badass.
Yeah, I Peacock, think I,
it's on Peacock.
Is it? Okay. Because I think man I missed it in... Was it in theaters?
It was for a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's on it's on Peacock now. And it's great.
I mean, do.
It's got a lot of Norse mythology stuff in it.
Oh, which, I love that.
Look at that my beard. Super cool.
Look at my beard.
Yeah.
Right?
It's more Celtic. But
shut up.
Whatever.
It's only Celtic because it's my red hair, you fucking racist motherfucker. You know Thor had red hair? In the Eddas?
No way, dude. Prove it.
In the what?
In the Eddas? Oh. Shut up.
You're an idiot.
You're the mayor of Dumbtown. You were.
Then he went on and got too smart.
You got too smart.
I done read a book.
Only a little bit, though.
Green eggs and ham, so he walked in them.
Only a little bit too smart.
I practiced my words.
They start like the mayor is getting smarts and stuff. We have to get him out of office.
Yeah, watch The Northman.
I want to.
It's really good.
Northman, definitely looking forward to watching Top Gun 2. I just, man,
see
I
it in the theater, bro.
I can't do the theaters, dude.
Why? I love the theater experience.
I just can't do it.
Why? Tell me.
Expensive. A lot of people.
It is expensive. There's not a whole lot of people.
No.
There's still a lot of people scared of COVID.
Slow down it. Top Gun.
Is it?
You go like, if you can get a chance to go in like
at the matinee.
In the middle of the day. Go to the matinee show. It's cheaper.
Hell.
Less cheap people.
Less than a tank of gas. For sure.
Ooh. Everything's less than a tank of gas. Ooh.
Saw $4.79 on my way here.
Mm. Ouch.
That's in Houston, freaking Texas.
Yeah, buddy.
$4.79. I don't know why our country accent's getting a little stronger over here.
Because Texas pride.
Drinking that Shiner Bock,
born
baby.
Bread, Texas pride.
479. Proud of that.
I'm not.
Pay them old boys. Come on.
What the highest in the country? I sent that to y'all the other day.
Yeah.
960 for regular.
So we're
California.
It's nice to the homeless.
Yeah. Super cool to the homeless. California.
Yeah, that's it's pretty outrageous.
Yo, Bo, what are you doing?
Yo, continue to believe the left is winning. You're leftists.
What do you mean?
That's it.
Tell me.
Both of you.
Tell me how.
You keep thinking you're pushing this negative ideology that we're not going to win. Whoever we are. Who's we? I don't even know who we
America.
Is.
America.
Come on.
I'm not a leftist.
You're far from a leftist, all right?
Take that back, motherfucker.
I do. Just trying to coax you into being a little more positive.
I can't be positive whenever I see Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Is that Ben Kenobi?
It's Obi-Wan. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant?
Kobe won Benobi?
So clearly, like, going back to that, it's obvious. Again, this is just proving my point a little further here that the show's shit. Progressive bullshit.
It's not shit. Right? But they're doing a lot right by Vader.
Oh.
This is, you know how they had the scene in Rogue One?
Mm-hmm.
Violent as fuck.
Yeah. Great.
This was kind of like that when we first see Vader.
Okay.
Or second see Vader. It was like, oh, shit. And if I feel like if they would just stick with that.
Yeah.
But they want to let things just, we're going to let that sizzle and stew for a second. And then get back to a little bit of wokeness. And I'm not joking. Like, it's just lazy writing.
So, I mean, my buddy texted me last night. I'm a Star Wars fan, too. Have you seen Obi-Wan? No. Haven't. Same thing I told you. I don't have Disney anymore.
Right.
So, what'd you think? Yeah, it's kind of gay. Those were his words. So, I didn't know if he, like, meant, like, gay, how most people say it. Like, man, that's gay. Like, yeah.
Probably.
Or if he was actually
It is gay. Not... It's not homosexual, I can tell you.
So I was confused, and I didn't clarify with him, because we started talking about something else.
It's just the regular but insult.
Started thinking, like, man, is Obi-Wan gay, man? Like, he's out there just...
That would be... I would lose my fucking
just
mind,
gay
bro.
It, man.
It's the first scene he's just fucking ramming something.
Oh, no, man. What no, the fuck? Get that out of my mind,
what
dude.
The fuck?
Not Obi.
Not Ben. Wait. Yeah, that would be something that Disney puts in.
But anyway, changing gears.
Let's switch them.
Y'all hear about the guy that allegedly was going to assassinate Justice mm-hmm. Brett Kavanaugh?
Was this the guy that was sent by, but what Chuck Schumer said, I want you to stand outside his house and stuff like that?
I mean, it appears so.
That he was inspired by?
Yeah. I mean, probably.
Did Schumer get in trouble for that?
Hell no.
No.
But
no.
Yeah, Trump just makes a speech on January 6th, and he's being blamed for all of that.
Yeah.
I literally cannot with this January 6th shit anymore.
Oh, didn't they start televising it yesterday?
They did.
Like, apparently, none of us have watched it.
I have not.
And I probably won't watch any of it.
I just fucking can't sit there and watch a committee of people talk about how this is the most vile thing that's happened in our country.
And they talk about Trump inciting violence and
no.
He did not do, but then Schumer's over there.
I want you to go and stand outside his house.
Violent, like, Kavanaugh, you're going to get yours.
Yeah.
Like,
Trump said to go home.
Yeah.
Look, here's the big difference, right? Like, these leftists, like Schumer and all those motherfuckers who really imply you should be violent. Had Trump really implied violence, there would have been violence.
Yeah. I mean, interesting.
Really think about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Maxine
Waters
yep. told people to go start punching Trump supporters in the face?
If you see them at a gas station, you shove them out and you say, yeah. We don't want you here.
Yeah.
Like, really, that's interesting coming from you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you think about it. I just had this epiphany right now. Had Trump really wanted his base to be violent, we could have been real violent.
Oh, yeah.
But we weren't because when he didn't want it.
But I think
I'm
also
not saying that had he said go be violent,
right?
We all would have been violent.
That's what I was going to say. I think a lot of people have been like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, but it could have been weird. But there are those people out there,
and I just hate. I hate the lying stories about the AOC said. I was terrified, and she was in like a different fucking
across the fucking street.
Yeah,
long ways away.
I'm terrified. We're doing the Green New Deal, like, bitch.
Yeah, I can't that one. She's one of the ones that literally everything, nothing is anybody's fault unless you're on the right. If you're on the left, it's you're in your position because of race, gender,
I bet her
sexual orientation. Because of capitalism, buy my shirt.
Like, right.
She's an idiot, man. She is an idiot.
Texas
but
rich.
She's playing to her base, and people feed off that shit, man. And I don't get it, but she's married to a white guy, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Sure she is.
That's racist.
He's probably got a really good job, makes a lot of money. He's a capitalist, I'm sure.
That's racist.
Is it?
White guys are all racist.
All of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we white?
I don't know.
If you want to be?
I get to pick, right? You get to pick?
Yeah. To you. I'm really white.
I'm like powder.
Yeah. Can't help it.
White as can be.
It's my melody.
It's like the opposite of Dave Chappelle and Charlie Murphy. What is it called? Darkness.
Darkness.
Whiteness. Your lightness.
Whiteness. I wish that show was still on.
Man.
Maybe we'd all be better off as a country.
I think we honestly... At least a little.
If we just bring back a little bit of comedy to people. But look at what they tried to do. Did you hear the Netflix layoffs?
I heard that they're getting rid of their woke agenda.
They did. Well, they got rid of their woke employees. Mm. They specifically targeted, from what I read, their hires that held certain opinions about Trump and all that stuff.
Wait, now or before they were?
After. Everyone was revoking their memberships.
And they lost like $9 billion in a week.
That's when they started laying people off. A lot of new hires obviously got the axe.
Isn't it amazing what capitalism can do?
Isn't that great? Man. But hopefully it turns it around. Speaking of Netflix, I know this is off the topic of politics, but I started watching Stranger Things.
Just now?
Just now.
Mm. Like first time.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the first three seasons. I haven't seen the fourth season.
Oh, wow. So we just finished the first season. Did you?
Dude, I've seen it all.
You've seen it all?
Numerous times.
You seen the fourth season?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, you know, it's not, it's kind of had this kind of decline. Mm-hmm.
I heard the
opinion.
Second season was the best.
It's good. And it's not a sharp decline. You know, it's kind of maybe like a plateau.
Okay.
Season one, season two, then it kind of has leveled out. They've released the first kind of half of season four. Mm. There's more coming July 1st.
Oh, wow.
And I think that has potential to be very good.
Okay.
And not that this portion was bad. It just isn't what is a lot of, I don't think character building is the right word because we already know who all the characters are.
Right.
But
a lot of talking?
Yeah.
Reintroducing?
Well, reintroducing a new villain.
Okay.
That's really all I want to say. Because it's a very interesting new villain that is great writing. I mean, I really do think
it's a good show, man.
Yeah. It's good.
It's a good show.
The kids are good.
So I didn't. My girlfriend's not here. I didn't want to watch the show because of how fucking hype it was. How
I mean,
everyone was like,
I understand.
Oh, you gotta watch Stranger Things, Josh. It's right up your alley. And like, I fucking know it is, bro. I've seen the trailer, but you having a boner for it does not make me want to watch it.
That's why I was about Game of Thrones. Like, I still haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Well, so I held out on Game of Thrones because I wanted to binge the series. And my buddy was all about Game of Thrones, and he was trying to get me for seven seasons to watch it, and then that eighth season came out, and I saw the depression run across his entire body, and I was like, well, great, I don't have to fucking watch anything, and I'm not going to be let down at all. So
you haven't watched it?
I have not.
You haven't watched it?
Nope.
You should watch it. I mean, yeah, the last season was a major letdown, but you should watch it. It's really...
Why waste my time now?
You talk about good.
I watched. I'm
freaking
okay.
TV, dude. You're missing out.
I watched one episode, and I gave it one episode, and I don't remember it at all.
Yeah,
but I remember thinking, This ain't it, Chief.
I'm going to say about 95% of our listeners right now think you're an idiot.
Well, both fuck you.
Both, just watch it, dude.
Fuck give you, 95%.
Give it, because everybody's seen it, right? Like, I mean, I did the same thing both y'all did. Like, man, oh, there's so much. I mean, fuck that show.
Well, this no. Game of Thrones was different. Like, I Tell wanted me. To wait to watch the whole, because by the time that my friend had told me about it, it was nearly done.
And look, the last season, yes, it was kind of, oh, you'd ended it so much better, but still good. Still good. Ooh, ooh. I'm telling you, dude.
Breaking Bad was another one of those shows.
Breaking Bad is fantastic. I've seen it. My girlfriend won't.
See, now you can call me an idiot because I haven't seen a single.
I can tell you. I can tell you right now that there is no bad season in Breaking Bad.
I mean, I've heard the same thing, and I have watched some of it, but just couldn't.
I think the first episode, he like it starts. They kind of Tarantino it. It starts at the end of the episode, and that's how it kind of hooked you in.
Yeah.
And I just really liked how they jumped into it. Where that first episode of Game of Thrones that I watched was just kind of boring as fuck. Dude,
super, super boring. But as soon as you get into the second episode, it's like, holy shit, man. And then it just breaks your heart throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, because I remember hearing about.
In a good way.
Everybody
dies.
Yeah, everybody dying.
And don't get into any character, man.
Yeah, that's what everyone kept saying.
They ain't gonna make it. But it's good, man.
Breaking Bad was a little bit more real because of that could happen to you. He gets lung cancer.
Right.
Yeah, he gets cancer.
And he never smoked. Never smoked at all. So it was just him trying to make money for his family whenever he dies.
Right.
Then he gets addicted to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Being a drug.
Spoiler. God.
I mean, most people get 95.
Seen it by now, fuck you.
95%. I'm in that 5% that hadn't seen it. Idiot. Well,
The great part about it is when the main character hangs himself and
he didn't have a spotter.
It's fucking crazy.
You always say, man, use gotta a spotter.
Have a spotter, man.
One time, Bo and I were joking off mic about how
that was good. Joking off mic,
joking off. Hey, you don't say that. He was my spotter.
Good. Oh, that clears it up. Good job.
No, but about autoerotic asphyxiation. Exfixigation. And that's why Bo keeps bringing it up about how you need a spotter.
You do.
Because that guy, David Carradine, killed himself.
Don't die jerking off and strangling yourself.
He killed himself jerking off.
We're not here to kink shame. We're just saying.
Yeah, spotter, I'm not trying to kink shame you.
That's right, dude. Wasn't he wearing lingerie, too?
Yeah, he was wearing lingerie.
If you're the spotter, you have to watch him.
Oh, you do.
God.
The whole time.
Not eye contact. You don't have to do eye contact.
But
if he's moving.
Close, if you're
you
close enough
eye
friends.
Because if the eyes start rolling back, you know, it's time to hold
him. but how do you, is it euphoric? Or is it deaf?
I was almost there. Oh, God.
So with that, get to know your spotter and spotter.
Yeah.
Get to know who your spotter.
After a couple sessions, you start to understand his way of doing things. You know what I mean?
And then maybe you can be on the phone for a minute. Like, all right, he's getting it done. All right. Oh, shit. I got you, bud. Oh, no.
Every once in a while, I just be, hey. Okay.
Jeez. This episode is clearly on a Friday evening because it's wild, man.
It's off the wall. We don't need no politics.
Need you to change the channel.
Change it. Come stick your finger in my mouth.
Whoa, guy, I'm here to spot.
What?
I'm here to just spot.
I'm spotting. Yeah, you're just a spotter.
So that leads to
don't
another
get
good
involved.
Thing. Yeah.
That's just a slippery slope, literally.
Set clear boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, with your spotter.
That's what I always do.
Or as a spotty, you know, set clear boundaries.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Is it really a spotter at that point? Or are you just a friend with benefits? Hey, buddy, you want to hang out?
Hey, man, I'm about to do it. You want to go?
No.
Last time you got weird, bro.
I'm kind of busy. Come on, man. It's just, don't be weird.
I need this.
I need this, bro. Don't be fucking weird.
Been a tough week.
Just like fucking
don't
crazy.
Be weird about it.
Don't be fucking weird. I'll give you beer. Like, come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Beer and pizza. Like back in the day, it used to be like, I'll help you move for beer and pizza. Now it's like, hey, man, I'm going to strangle myself while I rub one out. I'll give you beer and pizza, man. Come on over.
Hey, you busy Friday? No, what's up?
I'm gonna masturbate. Need you to come over.
I'm gonna do the thing. I need your help.
You know what? I think something. I gotta check with the.
My wife actually has a. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, I completely forgot about this dinner.
It's a standing appointment, actually, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Yeah. And I work every other night.
Because I'm off Wednesday.
No, because I have a bowling thing on Wednesdays. Tuesday, then.
I'm just busy, man. I'm just busy, dude.
Yeah. Tuesday works.
Tuesday's fine.
Tuesday works. It's like it's just a flash forward. To...
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot. You're not looking.
Eating his pizza. You have to look at me. You have to look. I can't do it without the looking. Is this episode going to air? Like, are we going to fucking air this? Who's listening to this?
100%.
It's just us three?
This one, maybe. So. Yeah.
Oh, God.
If not, they've turned it off at this point.
This isn't our best episode, though. I don't know what is.
I wish we had a camera.
Yeah, this is
what we need a camera for, just to see our lewd gestures.
Gestures.
This has gone completely off the rails.
Sideways.
I love it.
Well,
I was waiting for that. Well,
is this all we have? Gas is high. Biden's a piece of shit, and he went on Jimmy Kimmel for all propaganda.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that, but I
saw 30 seconds and I was fucking pissed off. Mm-hmm. Food's not coming down. Food prices aren't coming down. Neither is gas, and he's blaming it on Russia.
Interest rates.
Yeah, interest rates aren't coming down.
Food shortages are still happening. It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse, and it's all because of the people that voted for Joe Biden. And we told you. We told you it was going to happen. So, it's hard to come in here week after fucking week being pissed off about this shit. I want to borderline talk about something else when it's like, y'all should have just listened. Yeah. And I don't think we have any blue voters that listen.
No, there's no way.
Just tell your friends that they
fucked
up. Unless
there's some bots out there, and to all you bots out there that are giving us listens.
Thank you. I thank you so much.
Look, in a shitty world... Every Wednesday, we're going to try and give you a little smile.
A little smile.
You know?
Just a chuckle.
Just a
little one. Just a tip. Ouch, ouch, you're on my hair. Kind of thing. Yeah.
We're going to help you jerk off.
Yeah.
Just listen to us and we'll teach you the ways.
To jerking off.
To jerking off.
We'll make eye contact. The whole way through.
That needs to be a shirt. I'll make eye contact. Everyone's just left to draw their own conclusion. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Make sure you have a spotter. Or have a spotter.
Have a spotter.
Have a spotter. I remember I saw a shirt. You ever watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
That shit's fucking hilarious, dude. That's like Modern Family Office type level.
Office?
Maybe not that. Maybe not that level.
I mean, hey, I'm not questioning you.
But it doesn't... I don't think it has that stayability.
Yeah, well, nothing does.
But... There was a very serious captain, I think he was, and he went on vacation and he bought a shirt in the gift shop and he's like, I don't know what it means, but it was just a pineapple with a thong on and it underneath it just said slut. It fucking cracks me up. I love it. It was a yellow pineapple with a pink thong and it said slut. I fucking love that
shirt. Do you know the correlation with the pineapple? What the pineapple means?
Do you?
I do.
What is it?
If you wear a pineapple and you're in a relationship, or like say I wear a pineapple, right? I'm a married man.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
That sends it out to other people that were swingers.
I can't even have a shirt, man.
For real? Yeah. Be careful with the pineapple. Now, to everyday normal. Whatever.
So
you want to swing, go swing. I don't give a fuck.
So that's what that means.
Yes, that's what that...
I'm a slut. Yeah. And pineapple is...
Yeah.
Avatar for me.
Yeah.
Fuck!
I'll tell you a funny story real quick. My mom's got a fountain out in front of her house.
It's a pineapple.
The other day, or not the other day, a while ago, go over there and her little, like a chlorine kind of thing, you know, those little things you put chlorine in, was a pineapple. My wife and I looked at each other like,
oh, brother.
She really got a pineapple right there?
Mom.
Hey, Mom, you know what that pineapple means? She's like, yeah, we love pineapple. I'm trying to question you, mom and stepdad. What are you doing?
What are y'all doing here?
Ugh. What are you doing, stepmom?
Something pretty. Of course, my mom's oblivious to anything.
Oh no, I'm stuck, stepbro.
People keep knocking on my door.
Yeah. Why are the neighbors always over here?
They're always bringing us pineapples and cookies and treats.
But they're always naked. It's so weird.
Sometimes they leave condoms on the plate. It's the weirdest thing. Yeah, and they're always naked. I just think it's so funny, though.
Yeah, you got to go with the Midwest accent from my mom. She's from Michigan. So.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Does she like the Midwest accent that I do? Has she heard it?
No. I try to explain Spotify to her.
Oh, brother. Get her on Apple.
Doesn't work.
Does she have
any app?
She has a Samsung?
No, she's got an iPhone.
Oh.
But trying to explain any it's free, thing to her. Though. Even I tried to explain the pineapple thing to her.
She have Amazon?
Right over the head. She's got all of it.
Just search it. Just
check it out, Mom.
Say on
Mom,
Alexa.
Listen to my podcast.
Listen.
Alexa, play You've Gotta Be Freaking Kidding Me.
Do I really want my mom to listen to this?
Probably not all of them.
Yeah, not this one.
She's pretty cool. She's going to start listening to it the next time we go over there. She's like, what? I thought I knew you, son.
What's this autoerotic?
Why did you just say that? Oh, no. Why? You don't see that.
I know what masturbation is, but...
You don't.
My goodness.
You don't talk about, touching your hoo-ha.
You're touching your pee-pees.
You're touching your hoo-ha, and you said your friend is going to be there?
I remember when you were 13, you would just whack it all in.
Oh, man.
There's no need to talk about that on the news. It's not on the news, Mom. Yeah, well, it's on the internet, so this is going to be on the news.
The news.
You know, you shouldn't curse because the FCC has control of all that. And they'll get after you.
You're going to go to jail, son.
That's what my mom told me. She said, you really need to watch out about cursing because the FCC, they'll get you.
They'll get you.
They'll get you. Like, have you ever heard a podcast?
Yeah.
I don't think they have any control over that.
No problem.
And then after that, I just to be sure looked it up and they don't have any control over that. So
just on the live airways, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Which, even now you watch some TV shows.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, how'd they do that?
And they're all this guy's
dropping F-bombs.
Grabbing by the pussy. And all that stuff.
It was Trump.
Oh, right.
He did it. Thanks, Trump. Way to go, bud.
Just locker room talk.
That ain't it. Like, no locker room I've been in. Okay, LeBron.
Yeah, sure, LeBron.
Fucking idiot.
I've been in plenty, like, not at his level, but...
I mean...
Come on.
It only gets worse as you get older.
100%.
Hey, did you fuck that bitch? Yeah, I did, of course. I'm a 40-year-old man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a kid. Yeah. What are you, my mom?
I'm a 40-year-old
man. With millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be real here, people.
I can't believe we're not popular. With the way this episode's going to air.
Dude, I feel good about it, man.
I don't.
I mean, I'm a little sauced up, but hey, it's going to be a good one.
I really don't, but... I'm gonna edit it. I'm gonna put it out
there. See, there you go with you fucking negative asshole.
It is what it is.
Wouldn't it be funny if like we did get monetized at one point? Like some big company wanted to pick us up, and it's like, have you listened to all of our episodes? Nah, just 37, man. That episode was fucking great. Like, whoa. Yeah.
All right.
That part where you were like, about the
fucking hilarious.
I was fucking dying, bro. It's like a bro who owns a company.
Yeah.
I was fucking dying, man.
Made millions off some stupid ass app.
I'll do some stupid conversation based off of that.
Yeah.
If I'm getting paid.
We'll talk about masturbation every week.
Tell me what you want to say, sir.
We're going to change the name to the podcast. So you got to be freaking jerking me.
You got to be freaking jerking me. Featuring the three jerks. Jerking it off. We are all jerking it right now. And we're here to teach you. We're all spotting each other.
I was about to say, rule number one, spotter.
Spotter.
Every time.
Rule number two, eye contact.
Rule number three, a fluffy rope for your neck.
Be comfortable.
Just because we're choking ourselves doesn't mean we have to be uncomfortable. Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable.
Oh, man. How did we get here?
I don't know. It's going on the air. It's going to be live for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. Really am.
I've always wanted to leave a legacy.
Yeah. This is it.
And this is it. My children's children are going to hear this.
Eye contact. is your legacy.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect. Well, all right. That's a good place to end it. On our legacy.
Use eye contact and...
That's where I like to finish.
Always with eye contact.
And on someone's legacy.
Let's respect... It's respectful. Let's stay frosty.